This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 362. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm that other one, Pandalicious.
And this is a brand new episode of our weekly podcast. Panda.
Hello.
How you doing?
My tummy's making sound.
You're no kidding. I did not invite your tummy to be a guest on
this
podcast.
I know, because it just doesn't understand boundaries, very much like me.
So maybe next time you should feed it before you
I
come
do
to the
feed
recording.
It.
Well, you should do it before the recording.
I do before the recording
and maybe
feed it.
You should not feed it roughage before the recording.
I like roughage.
I know, but
it makes me poop.
You know what? I can't even follow that.
The sisters talking real talk. Poop. It's real.
I can't even deal with you right now.
It's about the poopies.
It's not. That is not what this show is about.
That's what that tangent was about. Poop.
Oh, man.
Poop. You
know, we're barely a minute and a half into the show.
You're
and
welcome.
You're already on the Scattergirl.
You are welcome. Oh, my God. You know, now that you think about it, Scattergories, it could have been about poop categories. Scat, get it? Scat, poop, good to gories, categories, scat, Scattergories.
I can't even stop you when you're on a tangent like that.
Like fiery poops. Go.
No on the fiery poops.
Sparkle poops.
Sparkle poops. Aw. Mommy gamers. We love them. We need to have them on the show soon.
I'm surprised we haven't already.
It's because we suck at life.
Well, and we're not mommies.
No, but, I mean, I could be like a hot mommy, but not like somebody's mommy. You know
one day
mean?
I'll be somebody's I'll be like, mommy, and I'll no, still be a hot mommy,
like
and I'll be slightly unhinged.
That like can't go and be like, "Hey, mommy!" I could be like that.
Oh,
kind
I
of
hate
mommy.
That song from Dance Central.
You just hate trying to do the dance.
Well, because it was so slow and not on the beat.
Stop! It was on the beat and it was simple. It's just that you couldn't get on that beat.
No.
And what killed me was it's a simple dance. So
I hate
not,
it.
It's a time step. Panda.
I want.
It's a time step. It's. Not,
I want complicated booty shaking. Twerking master craftsmanship dance.
Yeah, you know what? But here's the thing. When you were first playing it, you needed basic, simple 1-2-step. And that you could not even accomplish.
Nope.
Just saying. But hey, my living room is clean, so rhythm games can once again commence.
Rhythm games are here again.
Yes. Rock Band will be happening again.
Yay!
Finally. Because I have room to put all my instruments out.
You're welcome.
Speaking of which, you still have my guitar.
Yes, it's upstairs.
So
you're welcome.
That could be returned. That
yeah, sure.
Be...
Totally. It's in the mail.
No, don't mail it to me. Walk it down the damn stairs. We live in the same freaking house.
I will overnight it. You'll have it overnight.
Do I have to get a tracking code?
I will get you a tracking code so you can see it leave the house, go to the shipping center, and come out and come home.
I'll be so upset at you. You don't even know.
Because I'm a stinker.
I mean, that's just so much money to invest in such a
It's like $12.
Joke. No, to ship that thing, it's going to cost you like $18.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Save yourself the hassle. Just walk it down the two flights of stairs. Make up your own tracking code and, like, put
it
on
Oh, my God.
It.
I'm totally now going to write a fake UPS tracking code with a barcode on it.
And then, you
And
know,
then I'll leave post-it notes as to, it's left my bedroom, is in the hallway.
You don't even have to make a fake one. Build a QR code to go to some website or something.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, I just checked into the kitchen. It's almost here. That was a great tangent. Too bad UPS had nothing to do with it.
Oh, UPS. All right. So, again, Panda is not drinking.
No, I'm only having ginger ale.
I am drinking, and yet the crazy wackadoodle crap is happening on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
With that said, we do actually have video game stuff.
Yes, we do.
And some anime stuff.
Well, you do.
To talk about this week, as I take a sip of my drink, thanks to Gamer Edie over at Game Hounds for naming today's drink of the day, which is the Twilight Sparkle.
It has no sparkles yet. But it gets the sparkles when it becomes an alicorn.
It will when it becomes an alicorn. Right now, it's just a delicious, delicious beverage. So, let's talk about games.
Sure.
Lots of game stuff going on this week, because unless you live under a rock...
Or you're Pandalicious.
No, Panda, you knew about it. You just couldn't get one.
I don't have one.
Okay. The PlayStation 4 dropped.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And a couple of things happened, which I thought were really cool.
Mm-hmm.
One... They sold a million of them in 24 hours.
Wow, that's a lot.
So, congratulations, Sony, on that. Two, which I thought was a classy move, the Xbox team congratulated Sony on their launch.
I know, they made a cute little green Xbox green colored thing that said, good job, Sony, or congratulate. I think it's like, congratulations, Sony.
Yeah, it was congratulations on your launch, Sony. And that was a great, I thought, was a very classy move.
Because they're gentlemen over at Microsoft.
Well, and there's a lot of back and forth. You know, I mean, they're both, while they are competitors in a space...
They're bros.
There's a lot of camaraderie because many of them started in the industry with similar people, either working PR or working on a game title, working with a dev house. So there's a lot of overlap. So I just thought it was in good form.
Good job.
To say congratulations. I'm sure... That the Sony team will return in kind.
I hope so.
This week.
Because if they don't, they're going to be like dicks.
Yeah, it's kind of douchey.
It'll be very douchey, Sony, if you don't, like, congratulate Xbox back.
Yeah, really. You do have to congratulate
It's like
them
Xbox
back.
Saying, hey, Sony, we noticed you lost five pounds. Good job.
Yeah, you're looking really good right now.
And,
keep
like,
up the
next week, Sony and Xbox meet up and Sony says, like, nothing.
Yeah, that would be a douche move.
You'd be like, hi.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, don't even comment on my new faux hawk or
but
nothing.
But I thought that that was cool.
It was.
And nice to see. And then there were a lot of, like, individual people who, you know, were high up in Sony on the PR team and the marketing teams and the same thing on Microsoft, congratulating each other on, like, getting press things out and how well the day was going and... Major Nelson even tweeted a photo and said congratulations to Ray Gutierrez and the team over at PlayStation.
Gutierrez.
And it was cool because he had a photo of a Xbox One controller, basically, in my mind, kissing a PlayStation 4 controller.
Aw, because
they were head-to-head, and it was film noir filter style, and I was like, oh, that's so cute. It's like next-gen coming together in love. And, like, you know... I thought it was a nice little touch. So, big ups to, you know, gamers on the whole watching the game stuff happen and, like, stuff. So, that was cool.
Stuff.
I know. My English, not very, very cool.
This is going to be a very interesting show.
It is going to be a very, very interesting show. But, that being said, additionally, on the game side of the world, there was also a couple of things that I thought, not so cool. And not so much not cool in the fact of, like, wow, that really sucked and it was horrible, but just, man, oh, man, you know, no one can escape a launch without some issues. Where on the Xbox side of the world, we're used to having red rings of death.
Wasn't it like a blinking blue light?
Yeah, there's a blue light of death, basically, on the PlayStation, and there were quite a few people that ended up with the issue. Some people were able to just simply reboot the system and get past it. But a couple people weren't. Actually, one of our own team members had to have their PlayStation 4 replaced because they weren't able to overcome the blue light of death. But Hamster Man was able to take it to Best Buy, and Best Buy was actually able to replace his unit in 24 hours. So that was really cool to see. It wasn't like it was going to be a week out.
It's like, sorry, bro, you're going to have to wait a week. No!
They've got to fulfill pre-orders first, and you only get a certain
amount of pre-orders
boxes that you can use for non-pre-order.
Right.
Usually around a launch. So it was really cool to see that a lot of Best Buy stores were staffed up, basically, to handle doing those swaps for the systems, as well as Sony stores. So if you have a Sony store nearby, they were doing a pretty decent job of getting them replaced as well. So that was cool for me to see, you know, and a lot of people in my news feeds and in social were doing unboxings, and they look really good. And I'll be honest with you, the system looked great. I kind of did have a couple of moments of envy and jealousy and then just outright rage.
Welcome to my world.
Because I had a PlayStation 4 pre-order, and because I'm an adult sometimes and trying to do my adult type thing.
There's nothing wrong with being an adult. I have to be an adult all the time.
No, you're just broke.
Which is the same thing.
No, it's not. Broke and being an adult, not the same thing.
Yes, it is. A lot of adults are broke.
Because you can be broke and make immature decisions and not be an adult. And you can have money and make immature decisions and not be an adult.
Okay.
So, that. But anyway, I had to let my PlayStation 4 reserve go.
This will be the third week that she's mentioned this, by the way.
What? I did. I'm still bumming about it.
You're gonna get one, bro.
I know I'm gonna get one. But
unless I sell me some ovary eggs, I'm not gonna have the money to get one.
But this is...
And no one's going up my muffin factory. That's strictly for muffins.
Stop it.
And bagels sometimes.
But about your muffins and your bagels, please.
My muffins please, and bagels.
Please, let's not talk about your muffins and
Hong
bagels.
Hong Kong.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys. I'm in rare form this week.
No kidding. So, the reason why I bring it up is because, for me, this is a big deal because this is the first next-gen console launch that I did not pick up the console on launch
day. I know, you did get your Wii U on launch.
I got my Wii U on launch. I got my Xbox 360 on launch. I got my PS3 on launch.
Well, you know what?
I got my PS2 on launch.
It's not like you're not getting one.
I know that I'm eventually going to get one, and I know it's not the end of the world, and I know, ooh, it's gamer first world problems, blah, 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 but damn it, I'm still like a little...
I wasn't even going to go hashtag gamer problems.
I'm just saying, it like hurt a little bit to watch everybody else on social.
Well, that's why I saw. I didn't watch social that whole day. I pretended like the internet didn't exist.
It's impossible for me if I know that I have data to not get on social media.
I read books on Friday.
Yeah. I was on social media going, oh, congrats to you.
And I went and I saw a movie on Friday.
And congrats to you. And yay for you. And
but I'm just saying, there are many alternatives that you can use to
avoid
the internet.
Can I just talk about my damn experience?
Yes.
Because I can't speak to anybody else's experience, Panda.
Okay.
Because guess what? I didn't experience that. My experience... It was, you know, a little humbling, but it was also a little sad. Like, and I, at one point, my feed was just blowing up so much with people like, oh yeah, sexy, you know, it's starting now, and greatness starts here is the hashtag and stuff. Like, I really...
Greatness starts right here.
Okay.
You don't like, even know what
but,
I'm pointing
but
at.
But seriously, Panda, don't point at the muffin factory. Anyway, you are not R. Kelly. Stop it. Stop it.
Wait, does he point at muffins?
Stop it. R. Kelly is about nothing but the muffin.
Step in the name of love.
Typically,
step in the name of muffins.
Typically, he likes the muffin young,
step
but
in
hey.
The name of muffins.
So anyway, can we focus?
Sorry, you got me on
okay.
the R. Kelly tip.
I
don't know what to tell
it's
you.
It's kind of hard when you're like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly!
But anyway, you know, my thing was, I literally got to a point where... I think it was, like, in the middle of the day, I went back and I looked at my bank account and I was, like, looking at when I had bills due and I was trying so hard.
To find the money?
Seriously, like, I put a
PS... Oh, you played Find the Money.
I did. I played Find the Money. I put a PS4 in the cart with, like, no game to figure out what the tax would be. And then I was like, all right, can I, like, eke it out someplace? Like, who can I push back a week on playing? Like, it would paying and it would be okay and I could do it. And,
there was no one?
No, I found one, and I didn't feel really good about it, and then I call the GameStop, and they're like, we have one, but we can't hold it, so you have to get here, and if somebody gets it before you, like, it's theirs. I'm like, okay, it's not a problem, and I got all the way to the back steps of my house, and I'm like, come on, you gotta be an adult here. You could put it off.
I mean,
actually,
technically right now, I have the money that I could get a console, but I wouldn't be able to go to PAX East. In April.
Yeah.
So, I'm not gonna do it. And that's okay, because after the holidays, when the whole hype is over,
And I buy mine.
And you buy yours. I'll play it. And I'll feel good.
Yeah.
And then after PAX East, I'll start saving up again and I'll buy my own.
Yeah. So,
for restraint!
Fucking adulthood.
Hell yeah.
So for everyone that picked up a box on launch
day. Good for you.
Congratulations.
Listen to me clap in excitement for you.
I wasn't.
That was very Lisa Lampanelli-ish.
Please don't be my Luther. I don't need an anger or depression.
I'm really happy. I'm not really.
Interpreter. But it was really cool to see, like, the different games that people jumped on to the
console. I know, there were a lot of great games right at launch.
Yeah, and even with the pullback of some of the launch titles, there seemed to be a real diversity across at least
mine. Are you talking Watch Dogs?
I might have been. But, like, I saw a couple of people have some really cool things to say about Knack. I had some people say some interesting things about Contrast.
I know, that's the one that if I was itching to play right off the bat, it would be Contrast.
You know, so I was kind of living vicariously through my Facebook and Twitter feeds, and it was just really cool to see, like, how diverse my news feeds are, because it wasn't like everyone was playing the same games.
Like, I'm playing Contrast, I'm playing Resgun, I don't know what I'm doing.
And then the next big thing that I saw, which, frankly, I didn't expect it to be that big of a deal, but I think it's going to be, is just how many people are sharing gameplay videos.
I know, now it's not going to be a big thing to do Let's Plays, because everyone's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, so then it's going to become, so what are you going to do to make yours stand out from everybody else's?
I'm going
to
show my boobs.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding, I'm not.
But frankly, that's what the space should be. It shouldn't be, here's my Let's Play that's just like blah blah blah's Let's Play. If it's just like somebody else's Let's Play, then why do it? It should be a little bit different.
I'm going to juggle three balls in one hand while I play.
So I'll be honest, when we finally get a system, we are going to share some video stuff, but we're trying to figure out a way that could be interesting to do it. And because we don't want to just be like, here's us playing this level. Yay. Like, we want it to be interesting. So
we want you to want to watch us.
We want you to want to watch us.
Maybe we should make up lyrics while we play stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. That actually might be a thing. We might do them in all British accents. I don't know.
We could do an accent a week.
I mean, we could try.
or we could do drunken Let's Plays.
I thought it would be just automatically.
Well, I mean, you just like to pick up the bottle every day. I thought we could make it a thing.
Hold on. I don't pick up the bottle every day. I just pick it up in days that end in Y. Let's get that straight, okay?
Oh my god, I think we should do drunken Let's Plays.
As in, is it on yet? You're not drinking right now.
Is it on yet? It's like every time I die, you have to take a drink. Oh. Whoops. I fell.
Well, in that case, let's play an RPG.
I don't die that often in RPG.
No. I do!
Ah, then you'd have to play it. We should do it in games that we're genres that we're not comfortable with.
I feel like fighters for me. Yes.
And every time that I die, you have to take a drink. You'd get so drunk. I'm horrible at fighters. Is that the rule?
We have to make each other play games that are outside of our comfort zone, and then every
which
time
which means
we fail,
I'll never see a zombie game again.
Which okay. No, I like this. Let's do this. So the person who suggests the game that the other one plays.
Yep.
Every time the other one dies or fails
at the mission, concept, objective,
that person who suggested the game has to take a drink.
Yes.
Okay.
I like the sound of this.
I think we've just described our Let's Plays and trademarked it, copyrighted it. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Hashtag title to follow.
Don't touch this. It's mine.
Don't touch those nuts.
Don't touch these nuts. I love inside jokes that nobody else knows that we put on the podcast.
No one gets them but us.
And that's why we crack each other up.
Anyway, so.
Can I finish talking about game stuff?
Well, yeah, but yeah.
Okay. So the launch went really well. Really impressed by, frankly, how many people were sharing videos from their PlayStations. And I gotta say, the quality of the video coming out of those Let's Plays looked really good. Out of the PS4. So that was really surprising, because that's one of the things that, like, I wasn't sure if it was going to work as advertised. You know, a lot of times you're like, oh yeah, you can upload that stuff to YouTube and it's going to look great. And then you upload it and it's like you can only upload 2 minutes at a time, and it's not really great quality, so you can't make anything out. It's all blocky. But that's not the case. It really rendered out very well. My curiosity is in how much time it actually took to basically run out that version and get it up into YouTube from when you selected.
I mean, I always have to run versions out when I want to post things to Facebook.
Not virgin versions.
Sorry, it sounds like you said virgins.
Sometimes it sounds...
And virgins be fucking shit up sometimes.
Dude.
Mind the pun.
Virgins do be fucking shit up, though. Sometimes. Sometimes. But anyway, I'm looking forward to finally getting my hands on one to play with it. But ultimately, for me, I just kind of let it go because until there's the game that I want to play on it, it kind of made sense to let it go. And I'm going to pick one up probably after the holiday season. Mostly because I definitely want to play The Order.
Yeah, that looked really interesting.
It looked fantastic at E3. Everything I've seen about the game just tells me that it's right up my alley as far as games that I enjoy playing. So The Order for me is kind of the killer app for the PlayStation 4. The icing on the cake was the announcement of the new Uncharted game coming for the PS4.
Yeah,
that was like, boop, and we're done. That assures that I'm picking one up.
I mean, Ninja got the Wii U for the Bayonetta 2 game.
Yes.
That's a Wii U exclusive.
And let me be completely honest with you guys. The only reason why I bought a Wii U was because Bayonetta was Wii U exclusive. If Bayonetta was coming to the PlayStation or the Xbox, I would not have purchased the Wii U. And I'm not saying that it's a bad system, because it's not a bad system. But for what I do on it, I could have kept my Wii.
Not to mention, I mean, now with these two consoles coming out, I'm sure if you go from playing your Xbox One when you get yours on release, you'll play that, and then you'll think about your Wii U and not see it as a next-gen console, but as a half-step. I think you're going to feel that, ugh.
Well, here's the thing about my Wii U. When I first started playing it, I felt like I was playing Xbox Plus, frankly. Because the graphics looked just as good, frankly, as my Xbox and my PlayStation 3 at the time. The visual controller, the gamepad, was a cool thing for a second screen play. But now everything's going to have second screens play. So as far as, like, next-gen goes, I'm going to disagree with you. I feel like the Wii U fits into what the next-gen systems are because it's a core console with gameplay that has multiplayer, that has, you know, a online network area that you can mingle and play simple multiplayer games with people, have chat. It also has a way from screenplay for games, which the Xbox has and the PlayStation system has. It has move tracking, which they all have. So as far as like core pieces of what the consoles offer, the Wii U does feel next gen to me. I don't get caught up in just being able to push a ridiculous amount of polygons and being able to put a lot of data on disk as being next gen. For me, next gen are you running on par with the other guys on the core functionalities of the system? And to me, the Wii U has it. Now, for me, there are some issues with it because I find that using the controller...
The gamepad. Hurts your little tiny baby hand?
It does when I play for long periods of time. So it's not a comfortable controller to, you know, sit down and marathon with if you're having to do the motion stuff and use it to, like, track the camera and things like that. That I do want to play with a regular gamepad, which I did buy, so I could do that specifically for games like Splinter Cell. You know, for me, that's kind of where I netted out. But I do feel that Wii U feels, as far as its mechanics, next gen when compared to the Xbox One and compared to the PlayStation.
Okay.
Because they all have a network space where you can get together. On the PlayStation, it was home. You have the Mi Plaza on the Wii, and you have, you know, Xbox chat rooms and parties.
Parties!
So they all have that. You all have a online store that you can buy, download full games. They all have that. They all have media streaming. across the board. You know, so when you start nailing down, like, the core mechanics of what they offer...
Then each of them offer the exact same forms of things.
So they're on equal footing to me. So that, to me, says, all right, this is the next gen, because these are the things that they're all bringing to the table. Each of them does it a little bit differently, but the core is still the same. So they feel... next gen to me. But what I will say is I am excited. I did keep my Xbox One reserve because, frankly, I play more games on my Xbox than I do on my PlayStation.
I know you do.
And so I've got my Xbox One that I reserved literally during E3. Right after the Microsoft conference, as I was on a shuttle over to UB's conference, put that pre-order in at Amazon. I am looking forward to that box coming in. I have not gotten an extra controller for that because I figured those would be pretty easy to come across. But I do have Rise Son of Rome as the game that I pre-ordered. I did get Assassin's Creed Black Flag as a pre-order, so I'll be able to...
Black Flag!
So I'll be able to upgrade that for $10.
I'm going to have so much fun listening to you this episode.
Shut up. It's a good drink.
Black Flag.
A good Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
We're not racist.
We're so racist. But from a place of love and understanding.
Because we're a different race.
We're so mixed, it's ridiculous. If we did a genealogy thing, there are so many things that would come back in that. It'd be ridiculous.
It'd be like, why are you asking?
Do you have enough time?
Do you have 4 hours for us to discuss this?
Because we just went back 2 generations and oh my God.
Like, we could give you a tree, but that would not be enough. You need like an arboreum.
You need an arboreum.
You need an endangered arboreum reservation. To properly tell you what... You're a person with good values. That's what we're going to tell you.
Yeah,
nothing else matters.
Here's a lollipop. That's pretty much it. Obviously, I should not drink too many Twilight Sparkles.
No, you should.
Before we do a podcast.
All right, so can I now interject while we're still kind of on topic?
Sure. What was I talking about, though? Oh, yeah, my pre-orders.
Yes.
For my Xbox
One. So our question of the week had something to do with the pre-orders of the PS4.
It did. Great segue. You're welcome.
So I wanted to touch base on that because we got 2 responses off of our Facebook.
Yeah.
You guys on Twitter, I'm kind of fucking up, so I'm going to give you guys a reprieve this week. But Facebook, we got some responses.
Yeah, because our social media person is kind of like,
well,
not
she finally got
social.
Her shit together and made her calendar, so now she knows exactly what she's doing at every breath of the day.
Days breathe? Are days alive?
Days...
Can they die?
Anyway, so the question came from Ninja last week.
Yes,
and,
because Panda was like, I don't have a question this week, even though it's my
responsibility. Yeah, I was ready to give up. But her question was, if you have to wait for one of the next-gen consoles, which one are you waiting for? So Min was first and was like, PS4, totally coming out this week. I'm going to wait for that. That's the one I want. And then someone who was in the very same fabric of adulthood as you is like, I would like to wait for all of them, but, you know, my real life and possibly getting my house, like getting the house and being an adult kind of comes first.
Mm.
And that's from our friend Hunter Red. So,
oh, there you go.
Got a lot of people who are balancing responsibilities, financial, fiscal responsibilities.
I mean, because here's the thing. It's not like they're cheap. Thing to buy into, okay? PlayStation's
like,
gonna
say, I've got $500 plus tax.
Yeah, hold up. Before you even buy a game, a PlayStation 4 is gonna set you back $400.
Well, that's not even what tax here in Massachusetts.
Hold up. Gonna set you back $400. That's before tax, and that's before you add on a Sony camera. If you want the camera to go on, the camera's $60. So now you're talking $460 plus tax.
And then if you have to get a game.
Okay, hold up. So then it's really only a $40 difference between a loaded PS4 and the Xbox One. Because the Xbox One comes with a Kinect in it. And that's up at $500 plus change. Now add in a game.
Oh,
which
man.
Is going to run you another
$60
to $70 depending upon the game. So you're talking minimal buy-in on a PlayStation 4, really and truly, tapping out at a little bit over $500.
Yeah.
You're looking at an Xbox One, same situation, tapping out at close to $600. And that's without buying a second controller if you're, you know, a two-player family household. So, you know,
I mean, if you're a lone wolf, then fuck them bitches.
And, but that's another $50 on, you know, both sides. So now you're talking PlayStation 4 is going to tap out closer to $600 and an Xbox One's going to tap out closer to $700.
Woody woo!
If you're getting both systems, shit, dog, you're talking $1,300. For some people, that's a rent payment plus a utility.
Yeah.
Adulthood is a bitch.
That should be the name of this episode. Anyway, so that was the question of the week.
I'm just saying. Like, when you start breaking down the money.
Dude, we are in broke bitch November.
Okay? I'm like, that's four tires I could put and a rotation.
Actually.
Probably.
Yeah, that's about four tires.
Four tires and an alignment.
And an alignment.
Okay? You know, I might be able to eke in getting the car clean too.
That's like an exterior decal.
Okay? That's 4 months of heating oil.
Yeah.
You know, you start breaking that down.
Man, that's a trip to Mexico.
Dude.
That's a trip to Mexico.
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot that $1,300 could go towards. So, that being said, I feel you guys on the having to wait. Because, you know.
Sometimes adults have to wait. It be like that.
You know?
Yep.
Now, stuff pops up, you gotta fix your sink.
And I feel like you guys definitely understand where we sit in terms of our responses.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting on the PS4. And I went back and forth on it for a while because I was like, you know, I do want the experience because I do love Sony. I've loved their system ever since the original PlayStation came out and everything went from cartridge to disc. I thought it was a brilliant move. I've loved their controller, which, you know, I love the fact that they haven't deviated too far from it. Because, frankly, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nope.
You know, and there are things that I really love about the DualShock controller in all of its iterations, frankly, versus the Xbox controller, which still feels a little heavy to me. I'm hoping that the Xbox One controller won't feel as heavy in my hands, because I do have smaller hands, which makes it
a little bit... She has baby hands.
Well, it can make it uncomfortable for long periods of gaming with a wider controller.
She can't knit or crochet because she has baby hands.
I can't. You know, I'd like to. I sew buttons like a motherfucker, though.
She can barely tie her shoes because her hands are so...
Shut up! That's why I have Velcro. Why you gotta put my truth out there? Why you gotta put my truth out there, Panda?
So
you're supposed to have my back.
And I do.
No, you be telling all of my tales and shit.
Well, you got 9 of them.
So?
Anyway,
you ain't gotta tell people about 6.
Thank you guys very much for your submissions to the question. Obviously, there'll be one at the end of the show. And I'm back with the question this week, so hopefully...
Good. You can do your job.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility. Woo-hoo.
All right, so more game stuff to talk about. Couple of interesting things I thought as far as reactions to some of the new games. Surprising to no one, I
Deep
think.
Deep breath while you form
Shut
your
up,
sentence.
Panda, I have this.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. You're making me nervous.
Okay. I'm not looking.
And take another sip of my drink. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm glad it's not me this week.
It'll be good. Surprising to no one, Call of Duty on the new systems. Some people did some side-by-side comparisons. And very difficult in a lot of ways to tell the difference between COD running on a
current
system.
No, wait, was this Call of Duty Boo?
Ghost. Yes, Call of Duty Boo.
That's what we're going to call it from now, Call of Duty Boo.
But very difficult to tell the PlayStation 3 or Xbox version versus PlayStation 4, Xbox One versions, other than some lighting and some detail on guns and environments.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if that's a big deal for you, as far as having a really good COD experience, then yes, it would be a little bit better on the next-gen systems. But it plays like Call of Duty. And I don't understand why people are almost, it seems like, upset that playing a game like Call of Duty or Assassin's Creed doesn't feel different on the new consoles. Why should they feel different?
What are you expecting the consoles to make you do? Like, do you think they're going to make you, like, parkour around your room to, like, run around like it's Edwin in this in Black Flag, right? Edwin?
Edward.
Edward. Kennedy. Sorry. Edwin, Edward, whatever word.
Edward.
Edwin de Winter.
Edward.
Edward DeWinter.
No. DeWinter, DeWitt, Different game.
DeWinter DeWitt. Oh my god, that is awesome.
That's what you're gonna name your son. My yep. son's DeWinter DeWitt.
DeWinter DeWitt Jones. Yep, I'm marrying somebody whose last name is Jones. Is he gonna
be like a blaxploitation movie star? DeWinter DeWitt Jones is
Shaft Jr. Junior. Because he's bad. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. She just talked about Shaft Junior. That was wrong.
That sounds really pedo-y.
It kind of did. Just, my bad.
The hair, my hair on my neck just kind of went, that was wrong, Panda. That was wrong.
I expect Pedo Bear to walk in anytime like, hey.
You're a little close to my area.
This is my thing. Back up off it. Oh, Pedo Bear. Anyway, you were saying, Panda?
So, yeah. Well, no, you were saying.
Are we sure about that?
Yes.
I was.
Yeah,
what
you.
What was the thing?
You were talking about people's reactions to how Call of Duty
was Call of Duty.
Is Call of Duty on either console, just like Assassin's Creed is kind of just Assassin's Creed, like, no matter where you play it.
Like, this is my thing. Like, okay,
I mean, if you want your Assassin's Creed to be different, take a coat, put it on, go outside, and jump off some buildings. Okay?
Parkour.
Like, if you want that experience, then, you know, get some blades, make sure that they're street legal. I don't need you going out there. And just, like, and just follow people and eavesdrop on their conversations. If you really need that in-your-face experience.
Don't sleep or berserk dart people, because that's not cool.
I mean, if you happen to be in an area that has tall, like, stalker grass or, like, barrels
of
hay.
If you see a thief, knock them over, but give the money back to the original person.
I mean, if you have that money to just go into a paint shop to buy some paintings, well, good for you, bro. I'm glad that you could burn your money like that.
Why are you buying paintings?
You know, Call of Duty? I mean, if you want to just crouch, like, in a store and, like, silently take down people.
Panda, I want to say words.
Okay.
Okay, because here's my thing. I'm drinking every episode from now on. I'm just throwing that out there. But seriously, so we were talking earlier because I finally was able to spend some time and download Burial at Sea, which I have been dying to play all week. Like, as soon as I saw the...
We talked about it last week, how much you wanted to play Burial at Sea.
And because it was going to drop.
And then the second one.
Tuesday. And then the... Because Burial Sea is multiple episodes. So I downloaded episode one. Finally. And it's a little bit over a gig. I want to say it's like 1.69 on my Xbox. So it took a little bit to download because there were some people on my network.
Sorry.
That were kind of slowing down my network.
She's talking about me.
But whatever.
Because sometimes I creep onto her network so I can print stuff because she's got a printer
and
I don't.
She stays on my network.
Because it's got better Wi-Fi.
Stop it. You have a printer. Just
I can stream her Crunchyroll account better on her account than on mine. It just makes more sense that way, you agree?
Get off my network.
Get off my network.
Get off my Wi-Fi.
I'm just a single gamer looking for some Wi-Fi.
Dude, I'm going to block your MAC address if you don't
cut
the shit.
No, don't block me. We're fam. We're related.
I will net block you.
Man. Fine.
So anyway.
As you were
print
saying.
Print your shit and then get off my network.
Okay.
Anyway. We were talking earlier because I jumped into the game. And I've been playing for a little bit over an hour, because I'm slow. What?
Nothing.
Shut up.
I didn't say nothing.
When it comes to FPSs, I mean, I finished Infinite because I absolutely loved it and I thought it was fantastic. But FPSs, as Panda knows, are outside my comfort zone. So I progress a little slowly in the game. And
that's
I should
okay.
say more slow than those who are comfortable with FPSs.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Correct. So I, you know, where a lot of people are probably an hour into the story be much farther along than I am, I'm really kind of just in the second segment of it. So I'm on my way to a tower with Elizabeth, who's very film noirish. Her outfit, and you guys may have to correct me if I'm wrong because I'm trying to visualize this in my head, but from the Elizabeth that we saw at the end of Infinite, and if you haven't finished it, yeah, I'm spoiling shit.
You've had a very long time to get that one done.
I don't feel bad about it. I don't remember seeing this Elizabeth in that group of Elizabeth. Would that be the plural of Elizabeths? Elizabeth?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Now, I could be wrong, But I don't remember this particular one.
Maybe she's a new one.
Now, this Elizabeth seems to be very knowledgeable, because as I'm going through the game, there are times where she'll bring things up, and I'll collect her and be like, you mean this? And she's like, constants and variables. And Booker's like, what?
So wait, she's is like, she kind of no. like a nerdy scientist with her techno garble?
No, but she's knowledgeable. So
for science!
This Elizabeth knows about the multi-universes.
And she knows what the others, her other selves?
I believe so, because she wouldn't make the comment about constants and variables.
Maybe she's been hanging out with the,
If she didn't. So this is definitely an aware Elizabeth. I'm not exactly sure where in the timeline this happens, because you are Booker DeWitt, and Booker is in Rapture when Elizabeth comes to see him. And this Elizabeth has never been to Rapture before. Now, what's interesting is that this Elizabeth has the same pendant as the Elizabeth that I picked in my Infinite. So I'm curious to see if her necklace...
Did you do the free bird or did you do the cage?
I did the free bird.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see if that necklace choice changes based off of the Elizabeth that you set up in your game originally or not.
Do we get to hear from our favorite brother, sister, same person?
So far, I haven't heard them. Because, again, we're in Rapture.
Right.
And they weren't, to my knowledge, in Rapture.
Maybe.
They were, the one of the Lutesses was in Columbia. I don't know that they were part of Rapture. So we're... This game picks up is that Elizabeth comes to Booker DeWitt, who is a detective, looking for a girl named Sally. And we know Sally. We feel responsible because, as far as Booker is convinced, she's dead. And Elizabeth is like, no, she's not dead. We need to find her. And so you end up going and tracking down Cohen, who's gone loopy.
Surprise, really?
I mean, he was kind of loopy to begin with. To find out where she is, because we believe that he's trafficked her like he was trafficking.
Like kids. Human trafficking?
Correct. To somebody else. And what it turns out is that she was sent to Fontaine's, which we all know was sunk below Rapture and had become the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's in one of the towers from Fontaine's department store. So we have to get to the main tower and then travel, at least in this first story, to the housewares tower to try and find her.
Okay.
I am still in the lady shoe department trying to find
the perfect pair of shoes.
No, a code so I can open a door
code
that I believe.
Code is code for shoes.
No, it's a code for door.
Code is code for DSW.
It's a 4-digit code that I'm looking for to open this door so I can continue to progress in the game. Now, when we were talking about it earlier, because Panda wasn't able to watch me do any of my playthrough yet, her first question was, so what's it like? And I'm like, it's more fucking Bioshock.
I know. She was like, it's like Bioshock. I'm like, well, but yeah, I know that, but...
And I was like, it's like Bioshock, but more of it. And she's like, yeah, but is it good? I'm like, yeah, because it's Bioshock. It's just more fucking Bioshock, except this time... I'm back in Rapture.
I know. You're in Rapture, so don't things... You're like, it's Rapture.
It's Rapture.
Rapture hasn't changed. There's no new element to Rapture.
Okay? It's a little bit earlier than in the first game, because when you first ascend into Rapture, it hasn't gone all ape shit in Rapture.
Oh, so people aren't back
the
to splicers, crazy yet?
Right. The splicers and shit are only in Fontaine's.
Oh. Okay.
So Rapture itself is, like, still bright and airy and people are walking around and going to stores.
It's not the horror shit show it is when you first show up in Bioshock 1.
Correct. That shit show only exists at Fontaine's.
Okay. All right.
And so
you don't have to get all defensive.
I am, because you were looking at me like a dog, like I was speaking English and you were like a dog.
I'm like, do I wag my tail? Is that good? Is that good
thing? I was like, I'm talking to you, but you just don't understand. You're like,
I'm looking at you, but the lights ain't on.
Exactly. And I was like, it's more Bioshock. Like, it's not any different. It's not like they changed the mechanics or they changed the characters or like Rapture is completely different. It's more fucking Rapture. You're Booker fucking DeWitt and Elizabeth.
Booker fucking DeWitt.
In Rapture.
I feel like that's a whole different
crit path of Booker DeWitt. He decides to add fucking to his name.
He's a pimp. He's a Lothario. And tries to mack on Elizabeth. Not knowing that Elizabeth is his kid.
I feel like it's very Star Wars-y when you say stuff like that.
Well, it's really funny because there's like a point where they're walking around and Elizabeth's like, Mr. DeWitt, we have to do blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Booker. Just call me Booker. And she's like, actually, I just want to call you Mr. DeWitt, okay? So it's like, all right, you know what's going on, and you're not trying to get attached to this DeWitt because
like,
you know.
I just want to call you Mr.
Okay. Which is fine. But like I said, it's more Bioshock. So if you enjoyed Infinite,
you're going to enjoy the DLC.
You're going to enjoy the DLC. Like, the DLC doesn't, for me, make the game or break the game. If the jaundice doesn't take your eyes out. If the on-disc content isn't killer, you shouldn't be banking on the DLC to save your ass. Because if the on-disc stuff isn't great, I'm not going to spend the money to get the DLC because I'm not going to have any confidence in you of making better content if you couldn't get the stuff on the disc to be awesome. But Infinite was awesome. So adding on Rapture with an exploration through DeWitt and Elizabeth is more awesomer.
Awesome murmurs.
Awesome murmurs.
Awesome cat meowmers.
Meow meow. So as far as I'm concerned, like, I'm going to finish episode 1. I can't wait for episode 2, like most people on the freaking planet. But for me, it's just, yeah, it's another thumbs up. I mean, it runs like freaking Rapture. Fontaines is freaking scary. When you get docked down there, it's full of freaking splicers, and they're as fast as freaking ever.
See, it makes me wonder if what your actions as Booker DeWitt in Fontaines is what outbreaks the splicers to one.
I actually have no doubt that you're onto something there. Because it makes complete sense, because Booker DeWitt right now, in the Rapture that he's in, is not all blown to shit. So, obviously it might happen afterwards.
Booker's going to do something to fuck shit up, and then he's going to go back to his reality, and then...
And I've already had, like, a mind moment where I ended up bleeding from my nose.
You know, I don't understand how he's had two of these encounters yet, and he hasn't, like, gone nuts yet.
Well, you got to remember, depending upon where this happens in the timeline, which, seeing as how I'm in freaking Rapture and not, like, New York.
So this one could be, like, the first one?
It could be earlier?
Because, I mean, you encounter one in the on-disc of Infinite. You have, like...
Correct. But that's a much later one. And things are destroyed and dark and disheveled when you're at the end of the game running through and Elizabeth is trying to explain things. And she knows exactly where to go because she's been there before. Probably as this Elizabeth.
You know, I think you're on to something. I think we're on to something.
I think we are. I'll let you know next week after I finish this episode and, you know, start foaming at the mouth waiting for the next one.
I'll hand you a napkin.
I definitely have been enjoying Burial at Sea. So if you enjoy Bioshock Infinite and you did the multiplayer piece and were like, yep, keep it coming, you definitely want to make sure that you pick up Burial at Sea. I'm going to recommend right now, definitely plan on doing both episodes because it's more Bioshock.
Just in case you didn't know.
Thank you. What do you have for the people, Panda? Because I'm going to drink my Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah, go ahead, take a couple of sips. Yep. So, I have actually ventured a little bit away from the games.
What?
Yep, I've kind of gone back into some reading.
Wait, Nani?
Nani kure. I've gone back into
reading. Are you going to talk about Umineko?
Just a little bit.
Haven't you talked about Umineko, like...
I think it was like a year and a half ago. It was a while ago. But I was playing the game then. I'm now reading the manga, which is a little different than the game.
What?
It wasn't several weeks ago.
No, I didn't say weeks ago.
It wasn't months ago either. What? It's easily a year out. We can go back into the archives. But anyway.
Okay.
So I was at my local Barnes & Nobles.
When you were supposed to be Christmas shopping.
When I was supposed to be Christmas shopping.
But instead you were you shopping.
That's still Christmas to me.
It's Christmas to me.
And I was there with Hot Mess and his fiance. And I was actually there looking for a, and you're going to judge me, I know it, a young adult sci-fi romance novel by the name of Awoken.
Wait. Sorry, I have to stop. Say that again?
All right, so there was a book I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
And it was a young adult sci-fi romance novel by the name of Awoken.
And who writes it?
Sarah Ellenson. Now, some of you guys might kind of know about this particular book, and some of you might not know about this book. And it's pretty much Twilight, but with Cthulhu.
Yep.
And it was, the whole project was...
I can't believe it. I'm sorry.
There was a whole process of getting this book made. The nostalgia chick over from That Guy with the Glasses and her crew were all kind of behind the birthing of this book. They got ghostwriters, the art, they went through the whole publishing, you know, self-publishing versus, you know, the traditional means to see if they could produce this book and to see if, you know, they could get on to something. And everybody that I have talked to, and this is like six people who have read the book, have all said it's actually a pretty decent book, even though it's obviously a satire of the genre. So you obviously don't walk into this book expecting it to, you know, titillate those little teenage angsty loins that apparently a 29-year-old...
You said tit and then teenage angsty loins.
Yeah, I did. But I was
Why are loins so angsty when you're a teen?
Because of the changes in the molecular structure of your body.
Oh.
And stuff. And sometimes the cheese.
Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Anyway, so I decided that if I could find the book, I would buy the book and therefore read the book.
Yeah.
And there was no in stock. So I said, oh no, it's not in stock.
Hey Panda, quick question. Did you check the iBook store on your iPad?
No.
Yeah, just thought.
But I wanted a physical
book. Not saying that, like, I've seen it there or anything because I wasn't looking for it or whatever.
You probably totally looked for it.
No.
I own it.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
I do not own it.
You want
it? I can hand to God say I do not own that book.
Okay. Anyway, so I was like, if I could find it, I was going to buy it. But then I was like, oh no, the book is not here. So I was like, you know what? Let me just peruse. I'm here.
By the way, this podcast is really racist.
It is today. I'm just saying.
It's really bad.
And I apologize. Walked by the little anime section because I've noticed in my local Barnes & Nobles that the anime section is slowly dwindling.
We have a local Barnes & Noble?
Well, I mean, it's like a city over. It's the most local that we're going to get.
I was about to say, our city doesn't have a Barnes & Noble.
No way. It'd get robbed every day.
Dude.
That's racist. Anyway, so.
But true.
But I go over to the manga section, and I'm looking to see if there's any mangas there that I don't already own. Because for a while there, literally that whole corner were all mangas that I bought. Because I bought all my manga from Barnes & Nobles. And I saw this book. And I gasped at myself. I literally went, like that. Actually, exactly.
Is that exactly what you went?
That's
like,
exactly what I did. I clutched my fake pearls because I don't wear pearls unless it's, you know, a fancy occasion. And I clutched my imaginary pearls and I just let out this gasp. I feel bad because this guy was totally looking at the Ender's Game series of books and like I must.
Did you scare him away from getting Ender's Game?
He had Speaker for the Dead.
Seriously, did you scare him away?
No, he had the Speaker of the Dead book in his hand, so I know he's gonna buy Speaker of the Dead. But anyway, so I see this giant book and I gasp, small one, and I realize that it is Umineko no Nokoroni, which we already know that I was a big fan of Higurashi. I talked it up and down, even talked about it sideways. Then I got the game. I was even more excited about the game. Had to talk to you guys about the game. And then the second game came out, which is the Umineko, which is the seagulls when they cry. Because, you know, seagulls, they cry like Prince does in that one song. You guys all know it. And
by the way, can I just say that that video is like the most messed up video?
It is.
Like,
Prince is a genius.
Prince is kind of a genius, except for his whole hatred of the internet.
Well, because it's over.
And, like, games like Rock Band. Except for those things.
But anyway, so my eyes got really big. I saw my Nintendo wallet open, and I made a purchase.
Wallet? Oh, your Nintendo wallet.
Well, it was yours, but you lent it to me, and I just never gave it back.
Right.
And Right. So our Nintendo wallet, I'll be fair.
Ours. No, your Nintendo wallet. And, I don't want it back.
And I bought the first two volumes because they only had the first two available. And I was anxious to see if the manga was any way related to how the games played out and how the anime is, because there is an anime now for Umineko.
And
it's not.
Really?
You know, for one thing, it's kind of hard to, I feel like there's a mistranslation. For a bitch. And it is hard to translate a game, like a light novel game that is based heavily on text, into a form that is far more visual.
Yes.
Because the whole process of the game, you know, for Umineko, is that, you know, you're on an island with a bunch of your family, they all kind of hate each other, they all want the money from the grandpa, and there's apparently an entity, maybe, maybe not, it's your job to figure out if there's a witch or not. And if this witch is the perpetrator of the murders that lead
which
to...
Which witch did the shits?
Kinda. And, I mean, the great thing about when you do this in a visual novel is because, you know, and they've brought this up in the manga, which it's kind of misleading, because when you are battling as Battler, because, you know, they couldn't give him an original name.
Let's battle as Wanderer.
And when you're logically battling Beatrice, who's the Golden Witch, from the whole series, you know, when she tells you something that's true, it's in red. And mind you, she mentions this in the second volume. Now, mind you, these aren't, like, little, like, Viz mangas. Like, this is, like,
a graphic novel
it's bigger than that. It's, like, an anthology. So, like, if you had, like, the first arc of a series in one book, like the Walking Dead books will do, it's about that size. It's a decent-sized book.
Yeah, everyone's anthologies and graphic novel sizes are different. Because if you look at a Frank Miller graphic novel, yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at Watchmen,
yeah.
Same size. So, yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. But it's a pretty big book.
It's a big-ass book.
It's a big book.
It could, hurt somebody if you chucked it at them.
I mean, in the first volume, because I got through the first volume in a day, but I read pretty fast when it comes to manga.
No, you read pretty fast when it comes to shit that you enjoy.
Yeah, that too.
Let's be honest.
And that actually
Pride and Prejudice did not go quickly for you.
No, but the movie did. And Sense of Sensibility
the
went
movie
faster.
Doesn't count.
Sense of Sensibility of the book went faster than the movie did for me. The pacing was so off in that movie. But anyway. So the first volume of Umineko is very strict to the anime and the first chapter of the game. Okay. And it follows it to a T. So I was like, yay, I already have an idea of where we're going to go. And then I open the second book, and the second book is wrong.
Ooh.
And
that's like a big way of putting it. That's not like even like different or, you know.
No, it's flat out wrong. Because the ending of volume one is right when the second night is supposed to happen and the two who are close are supposed to get, you know, their lives ended. And the second volume, goes into the second trial after the first night. And it's a totally different set of the two that are close. So it is so sporadic and it made my brain hurt. It made my nose bleed. And I'm going to read it.
Like, nosebleed, like, titties nosebleed?
No.
Nosebleed, like, ow, like, my brain.
Like, my hypothalamus is like, I'm going on vacation. I'm taking your id and your superego with me, so you're kind of fucked.
Oh, no. Don't let the thalamus take your id and your ego,
oh,
dog.
Oh, and the id, yes.
Dog,
and
no.
They went away. And I sat there, literally, this morning, as I was drinking my coffee, I kept going to the front of the book and rereading, like, the first, I'm like, no, that's not where the last volume ended. We're still in the first trial. Why are, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, the manga artist guy, you know, the writer, the genius, is like, you know what? I'm not going to put this shit in order for you. We're not going to make this easy, because we want to fuck with you. And he's doing just that, and I love it. But God, does it hurt. God, it hurts. Animation style is really deranged. Like, I couldn't sit there and read it by a lamp. I had to be in a fully lit room because
but
some of the
shouldn't
animation
shouldn't it be
is
deranged for the topic?
Yes. But I mean, and it's above the light novel game that you play, and it's even lighter than the anime. Like, no, it's darker than the anime and the game combined. And these are all stills of, you know, of animation. But, I mean, there's some continuity issues, and obviously you can't talk about seeing truths in red or conditionals in blue when
your page are black and white.
Like, when she's like, I said this in red. It's like, really? Because I don't see red anywhere on the page.
I couldn't tell that because
it's in black and white.
Black. And you can't make black look blacker than black unless you make it, like, bold.
So, and I think that's what they kind of did. But, anyway, I mean, if you were curious about back in the day when I was talking about Umineko and both of the Accords, the game and the anime, the mangas are now available, and they've now re-released Higurashi in a manga form, too.
Oh.
So you can pick those up, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
That's cool. And so as we are coming up on time here, and I want to make sure that I give us enough time.
My ankle hurts so much.
To ask the question of the week and make Panda stop slapping herself so damn hard. Because she's heavy-handed, y'all. I am.
Because Ash Mom taught me the proper way to hit.
Because you got to know how to apply the proper whooping to the
You don't.
Ass.
Don't use your fingers. The use the meat of that hand.
The final thing that I want to comment on is that while it's not our city, I just have to give props and respect to San Francisco for
what
supporting Bat Kid.
Yes.
I think, and I've always thought that the Make-A-Wish Foundation is a fantastic foundation. Whenever I have a chance to support them, I do. But the fact that they were able for this young boy to make his dream of being Batman come true, and have the
he got to put away the Joker.
To have the entire city come out and support. And various people on social support in ways that they could. You know, there were so many people tweeting, you know, having their morning cup of coffee or food, like, feeling great today knowing that the city is safe thanks to Bat Kid. You know, and, like, completely not physically connected to it, but just chiming in and just in some small
raising
way.
Raising it up in their own passion.
Well, just in some way contributing and paying it forward and being part of this great feel-good thing. I feel like it's so great to see so many people come and rally to lend support for someone who needs it. But frankly, to be able to jump in and do it in a very nerdy way and have an entire city get behind it, it just restores for me a little bit of my faith in humanity. Because it's a big thing, okay? To ask an entire city, get police behind it, pull the permits. There's a lot of working pieces that go into behind the actors that you have to pay to make it happen. Volunteers and making sure people are in the right place and know what they're supposed to do.
They even got the newspaper involved and the newspaper ran.
You know, it's like stuff like that. Its own version of the news. They built a fucking bat signal for the kid, you know, and built him a bat suit. Those are things that he will treasure forever.
Well.
Shut up. Forever. Sorry. And everyone's forever is a different length, but that day, that kid will never forget. And that so many people came together to make that happen just really touches me. So we just had to take a couple of seconds to really just give thanks and highlight just how fantastic the city of San Francisco and the Make-A-Wish Foundation are. If you have the ability to support them in any way possible, please do so. It's a good thing for you, it's a good thing for them, and I can't even say anymore without getting emotional. So I'm going to drink my drink and turn it over to Panda so she can talk about the question of the week. But San Francisco and Bat Kid are awesome.
So this week's question actually kind of centers around DLC. What? You've kind of heard some of Ninja's thoughts on the matter. Some, not all.
I was explicit in my discussion.
And I just want to ask you guys, what was your favorite patch of DLC, and for what game, and why?
What's your favorite DLC? Come on, you make it multiple.
What's your favorite DLC?
They're not gonna be able to get it in the Twitters. They only got 140 characters, Heffa.
Favorite DLC for what game? That's what I want to know.
And if you're answering on Facebook, tell us why.
Yes, if you're on the Facebook, so you know, you can totally just be a friend of us over at Facebook Land of Ash.
Yep,
and you can put a giant paragraph. I'm probably not gonna read all of it, but I'll peruse it.
TLDR.
So, what does that even mean?
Too long, didn't read.
Oh, anyway, so that's the question. Favorite DLC? If you're on Facebook, tell us the game also. And
favorite
why.
DLC and why.
And why.
Okay? So, if you can be like, blah, 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 from blah, 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 because it was blah, blah, blah.
That works.
Make it happen.
So,
Like Panda said, you can engage with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Land of Ash. You can ask us questions, answer our questions of the week. We typically share promotions that we're doing, new articles that we're sharing on our main site, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. News, reviews, and all that good stuff there. You will always find our podcast in the iTunes Music Store, the iOS podcast application, or in the Xbox Store by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button. But you can find us on our main website for the podcast, electricsisterhood.com. Engage with us across social. Like I said, we're on Facebook, but we're also on Twitter. We share our question of the week there, as well as other things that are working and twerking in the realm of Esh. So make sure that you follow at ESH News on Twitter to stay in the know about what's going on in the land of Esh. And if you want to follow all the individual folks who make up the team at the Land of Esh, then visit my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and check out the Land of Esh list. Everyone who's involved with the team is listed there. While our brand new podcast episodes go out at the beginning of the week, you can follow one up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of No Borders, No Race, held down by a homeboy, King Baby Duck. And make sure, if there's something you want to know how to say in Japanese, that you hit them up on Twitter or on their Facebook page, Boston Bash Brigade, and let them know. Because they do a whole section of taking your stuff and teaching you how to say it in Japanese. It's pretty fucking cool.
Be tasteful.
All right? Yeah, I know. Do keep it like classy, people. All right?
Keep it like dirty PG-13.
Follow that up, however, with some dirty, grimy, awesome beats for your ears.
EDM, mother person.
And then Panda censors herself for no reason. But anyway, EDM, trap music, all kinds of great
stuff.
Now,
is trap music music that you hear when you're in a trap?
No. Although, you might. Depends on the person. Like, if you're in a trap and, like, blood is coursing out of your
body. It's like,
body,
help, I'm in a trap!
You might be like...
I guess if I'm dying, at least I'm going with some sick beats.
I got Skrillex in my head! And then I'm dead.
And then I'm... Oh, you didn't know it.
So...
Head and dead, bitches.
Awesome, great music stuff. I enjoy the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Geek Aggro, hosted by Deuces Wild. Thursday, you got issues, he's got issues. Issues Guys program, live call-in show. Make sure that you hit him up, Issues Guy, on the web, issuesprogram.com, to learn what the dial-in number is. I believe they are also on Facebook. So make sure that you find that information out, share your issues, be on an episode, be in that famous,
be involved.
Or in an infamous, I don't know, it's one of those. I think they mean the same thing. Anyway, that's all the different ways you can connect with us. So with that said, it's the time of the podcast where I look at my sister and I say, Panda.
Yeah?
What shit you digging this week?
Books.
Oh, you getting literate and shit. I see.
What shit you digging?
Revolution. I'm back on that shit. I can't stop watching it.
Oh, the show. I thought you actually meant actual Revolution.
Like, turning around in a circle is also good, but I'm talking about the show.
No, I meant Revolution on like NBC. French, like War Revolution.
No, not like Vive la Résistance. Not, I mean, although I do support revolutions when they are necessary, because sometimes the people have to arise upon their oppressors. But I was just talking about the NBC show about getting electricity turned back on.
I don't want to watch that show because it makes me scared.
No, it's kind of good.
Okay.
So that and Key and Peele. That's my
Key
shit.
Key and Peele.
That's my shit this week. So as always, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm the other one, Pandalicious.
And we are out of here until next time, guys. Bye!